One of the things I very, very much want to communicate is that there are many doors to the state of consciousness, and the ayahuasca one, which I was introduced to in the Amazon, is only one of those doors. The more common shamanism is monotonous percussion sound, and by using that with the right discipline, one can penetrate the same areas that one penetrates with strong psychedelics, with the near-death experience, with years of meditation, techniques of fasting, sensory deprivation, breathing techniques, and so on. In other words, the monotonous drumming technique permits access very rapidly to these areas.
Is that because it changes the actually body rhythms or thinking patterns? Or
no one really knows. There are about three or four papers in English, the entire scientific literature on the effect of drumming on the brain, the nervous system. So it's an area for a great deal of research to be done. We do know now, just in the past few years, that drumming engenders endorphin production, the natural opiates in the body, but that's not enough in itself to explain how it helps us break through. But it does break us through, and we enter this other realm, and we do it very fast, and in fact, it's embarrassing how fast people can do it, because you normally think that these states are achieved after years and years of work, and then you're lucky if you get there, but it's not unusual for people, you know, in a two-hour session to hear heavenly choirs and have all sorts of things happening that they never thought they'd ever experience in their lives. And these things are accessible. Shamanism is a people's method of entering an altered state of consciousness and achieving the kinds of results that shamans historically have done in tribal societies for thousands of years.